I'm Jamie Johansson, and I am here with the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, Blake Hurst. And we talked a lot about issues affecting agriculture across the nation, but specifically here in Missouri. Let's first, obviously, hit on right to farm. And we know how it affects Missourians, but how is this important on the national level?
Well, I think we'll serve it as an example. There's only been one state that's passed a similar law, and so we'll be the first state to have a constitutional amendment as beneficial for agriculture as our right to farm amendment is. So it's very exciting to be a national leader in what we think is a great trend for agriculture.
We talked a lot about water today, the Clean Water Act, and how it affects everyone across here. With the EPA is the regulations with that, specifically for across the state of Missouri. What can we do to help advocate for that and share how it will affect us all?
Well, the EPA, after a series of Supreme Court cases, which actually reined in some of the regulations and some of the actions that the EPA had taken, the EPA has written a new rule and have just released it for public comment. First off, we hope they extend the public comment period. It's a hugely important rule for agriculture. It will have a tremendously harmful effect for farmers' ability to manage their land as they see fit. So we hope they'll extend the public comment period from 90 to 100 days. And we think it's important that all farmers, all farm groups, everybody involved in agriculture make the comments to the EPA explaining why this expansion of their regulatory power is so harmful to agriculture. The Clean Water Act says they can only regulate navigable waters. To you and I, that means someplace you can run a boat. To the EPA, they've so broadened that they're attempting to regulate even transitory ditches and streams long, far, far away from any navigable waters.
You talked briefly about the GMO labeling. That city, Missouri, you want to touch on that a bit?
All scientific organizations, reputable scientific organizations that have examined the issues, GMOs, say that there's no discernible difference, no material difference between crops that are improved by genetic engineering or crops improved through traditional methods of breedings. Labels should give information. If there's no difference, then requiring labeling is not it's not giving information to the consumer that's valuable to them. So that's why, obviously, anybody can voluntarily label their food, and people have the ability to make their own choices, and people have the ability to find non-GMO food if that's what they desire. But we think mandatory labeling is a big mistake.
Big data, you are an expert on that or have studied it, and it affects you directly on your home personal farm. Hit on that and how precision agriculture and that new technology is improving agriculture and how that data is being used.
We're in the process on our farm in Northwest Missouri of adopting precision farming, and we're excited about what it can do for our cost structure, for the environmental care we take of our land, and for the ability to make us improve yields and make us more efficient. It's important for all agriculture for all those reasons as well. We're going to be better stewards of the environment, take better care of our land if we know exactly how much fertilizer to apply, exactly how many seeds to plant. It's exciting overall because when we compile this data and put it together in what we call big data, we're going to gain more knowledge about our own individual farms and agriculture as a whole in the next few years than perhaps we have in all of recorded history. That's very, very exciting. Lots of questions still to be answered about privacy, about ownership of the data, but it's an exciting time to be involved in agriculture.
To wrap up a question real fast, looking down the pipeline, we know what's going on in 2014, but looking into the future as we enter 2015, what do you think the Missouri Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau is going to be working on?
Well, we continue to work both on the state and national level to make sure that regulations, environmental regulations, economic relations, all the regulations that affect agriculture, we want to make sure that they make sense and they leave room for farmers to do what we do best, which is to farm.
Well, thank you, Blake Hurst. Once again, talking with Blake Hurst, the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, I'm Jamie Johansson.